Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pō mārie. Winter has well and truly set in. I hope everyone is doing okay. As you may have heard, the Incorporated Societies Act has been updated, and that means our NZART constitution will need updating. The draft constitution is now out for consultation. I have emailed it to all branch secretaries, and it is posted on the NZART website. Anyone can send feedback or questions to NZART Council up until September 30th this year. This will give Council time to implement changes and put them into remit format for consideration at the next year's conference in Christchurch. After some debate, this year's call book will go ahead as a digital download available from our NZART website later this year. Due to Privacy Act considerations, this year's call book listings will include call sign, name and location, e.g. ZL2DRV Daniel Vandenberg, New Plymouth 4310. The repeater maps and other usual information will also be included. Councillors reached out to clubs as and where possible before making a final call book decision. Regrettably, some clubs were unavoidably missed. Thanks are extended to all who provided feedback. As your call book editor, I need you to advise me of known silent keys to enable the call book to be as up-to-date as possible. The cut-off date for call book information this year is October 1st. Email any changes to callbook at nzart.org.nz. That's a wrap from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society are holding their Longburn Table Sale on Saturday the 30th of September at the Longburn Community Centre, 17 Nairi Street, Longburn. That's off State Highway 56. The doors open for sellers at 8:30 a.m. and to the public at 10 a.m. The usual kitchen food, barbecue, along with hot and cold drinks, will be available. The cost for a table of your own to sell your surplus goods are a full table, $25, a half table, $15. Please have these booked and paid for by Friday the 22nd of September. Now for further details or to book a table, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. This is a cash-only event. Please bring small change if possible. Also see details on the ZL2KO website, www.zl2ko.org.nz. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's Longburn Table Sale on Saturday the 30th of September. No report tonight from our NZRT business manager, Debbie ZL2DL, but I can advise that Debbie is progressing after her surgery, doing well, and will be back in action soon. A report now from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, organiser of the NZART Sangster Shield Contest, giving a summary of this year's Sangster Shield results. Glenn says, first up, thanks to all who took part in this year's contest. Logs were received from 15 entrants, plus one check log. 13 qualifying branches were active. Mixed band conditions were reported this year, and a number of repeat entrants exceeded their last year's score. VK contacts were ahead of last year, with a total of 16 VK contacts claimed by 7 entrants. This compares with 11 VKs claimed by 7 entrants last year. To the results, we have a new milestone of 8th time winner Paul Slucko ZL1PC, with second place going to South Islander ZL2GVA, Gerard Van Antwerpen, and third place, Jeff Clark ZL3GA, our NZART contest manager and also South Islander. Gerard van Antwerpen, ZL2GVA, records his first win of the Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy, with Jeff Clark, ZL3GA, taking second place and Barry Davenport, ZL2LN, in third. The Transistor Trophy, for first-time Sangster entrant, is won by Nick Batt, ZL2OB, this year in his first-time ever entry into what he named as a real CW contest. Glenn ZL2KZ comments, "The Sangster CW contest will soon have been going for a century, Nick, so I guess it more than qualifies as real." The Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy Branch Award this year is successfully defended by Branch 28 Whangarei as the only qualifying branch, with three entrants, ZL1PC, ZL1YC and ZL1AW's combined score of 17,820, up on the branch's last year's score of 15,075. Well, that's the key points from this year's Sangster Shield contest. The full report will appear in the August-September issue of Break In, a future issue of HQ Infoline, and shortly on the NZART contest website. This year, in August, the contest manager and Glenn ZL2KZ intend to place on the NZART contest website an all-time historic record of winners and place-getters back to the first Radio Shield contest held in 1927, which predates by 1 year the first issue of Break-In. Glenn ZL2KZ notes, sadly, that a consistent Sangster entrant from around 2010 right up to his entry in last year's contest, Bruce Scarhill, ZL1BWG, became a silent key during the year. Thanks for the report, Glenn. Look out for the full Sangster information in Break-In and on the NZART contest website. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Italy's flood-devastated region of Emilia-Romagna faces a long period of reconstruction, and hams are involved in providing their own kind of support. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, brings us the details.
Although some hams may be more familiar with the Emilia-Romagna region of northern Italy as the host of the recent World Radio Sport Team Championship, it is actually now in the amateur radio spotlight for another reason. Remember the call sign 1A0C? Hams will be calling QRZ until the 2nd of August to focus attention on the charitable work being done there by the Italian Relief Corps of the Order of Malta, focusing on the badly damaged Emilia-Romagna region of Italy. The historic deadly floods in May displaced thousands of families, destroyed communities, and threatened to wreck many local industries. A multinational team of amateurs will be on the air from the radio station at the Magistrale Villa on the Aventine Hill. The Order of Malta's humanitarian projects are known throughout the world, assisting 120 nations with medical, social and humanitarian needs. The operators include Fernando, EA5C, Simone, IK5RUN, June, JH4RHF, Dimitri, RA9USU and others. At the time Newsline was being produced, the team's website was under construction. Visit the QRZ.com page of 1A0C for updates. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
India's government is looking for a radio operator to join the team at the country's research station in the Antarctic. If you like cold weather, Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us what's involved.
A qualified radio operator is among the many posts being advertised for the next Indian Antarctic expedition, with preferences being given to ham or maritime radio operators. The National Centre for Polar and Ocean Research has been interviewing candidates for a variety of contract positions to work at its Antarctic research base beginning in November or December of this year. The research season ends sometime in 2025. Radio communication is considered an essential component of this 43rd expedition, which hopes to look at the ecosystem as well as satellite communication, ionospheric studies, stellar observations and climate change. The government has been seeking a candidate proficient in English. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Also, winter sprint information tonight from Mark ZL3AB. The ZL Winter Sprint Contest is being held in August, kicking off on Tuesday, the 1st of August at 8 p.m. Now, the idea is to work as many other stations as you can in an hour, with the first half hour being CW, the second half hour on SSB. The sprint runs for five consecutive Tuesdays on 80 metres, each starting at 8 p.m. Logs must be sent to Mark ZL3AB within 24 hours of each round to be counted, and scores will be posted weekly. Recommended 80-metre frequencies are CW 3520 to 3550 and SSB 3600 to 3650. Now, the full rules can be found at the NZART website, www.nzart.org.nz. Select the Activities drop-down menu, follow on to Contests, and then to Winter Sprints. That's the ZL Winter Sprint Contest, kicking off next Tuesday, the 1st of August, at 8 p.m. New Plymouth Branch 27 and South Taranaki Branch 87 are holding a junk sale on Saturday, the 23rd of September. Barbecue and refreshments will be available. The venue is Mangaray Memorial Hall at the corner of Kent Street and State Highway 3 to the south of New Plymouth. Sellers can set up from 8 a.m. with absolutely no sales before 10 a.m. Also note the Taranaki Award runs from Wednesday the 27th of September to Sunday the 1st of October. Earn the award by getting 25 or more points through contacting amateurs within Taranaki, including the compulsory station ZL6RFA, worth 5 points. Contacts can be made on any band, but a net will be held at 8 p.m. each night on 3660 kHz. Further information on both of these events is available online at zl2ab.com, or you can email Doug, ZL3DUG, on secretary at zl2ab.com to book your table at the junk sale for $20. So that's the New Plymouth Branch 27 and South Taranaki Branch 87 junk sale on Saturday the 23rd of September. And news tonight of the NZ Callsign Centenary Challenge. On the 7th of June 1923, the first New Zealand amateur callsigns were allocated. To commemorate this historic centenary, NZART has launched a special Callsign Centenary Award. Your challenge is to work enough amateur radio stations to accumulate all 26 letters of the alphabet from the suffixes of their call sign. There will be bonus citations on the award for any station working a branch call sign that was one of the first call signs allocated. Those stations are ZL1AA Auckland Branch, ZL1AB North Shore Branch, ZL1AC Western Suburbs Branch, ZL2AB New Plymouth Branch, ZL3AC Christchurch Branch, and ZL4AA Otago Branch. Now, the award will run from the 7th of August to the 7th of December 2023. All two-way contacts are eligible, including repeater contacts and any digital mode. Applications for the award, with details of the contacts claimed, should be made by email to awards@nzart.org.nz by the 31st of December 2023. There's no charge for the award, which will be emailed to successful applicants in PDF form, ready for home printing. That's the NZ Callsign Centenary Challenge, commencing on Tuesday, the 7th of August. Down to Christchurch we head now to update on activities of some NZART branches with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Napier Branch 25 NZART has its next meeting on Wednesday, August the 2nd, and after the usual club business and some discussion, there will be a show and tell where you bring anything that will be of interest to the group, and it can be anything, even a paper or magazine clipping or even a YouTube clip. No contest, just for interest's sake. And this meeting will be held at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier, starting 7:30 p.m. To Wellington now, and NZART Branch 50 has a special interest group workshop on Sunday the 6th of August from 1 to 3pm. The topic will be HF transceivers and antennas, what to buy and how to use them. This workshop will focus on newly licensed amateur operators and will cover options for selecting an HF rig and an antenna. All are welcome. Tea, coffee and biscuits after the workshop. Consult the club webpage for detailed information closer to the date. Christchurch Branch 05 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 2nd of August at the club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton, starting 7:30 p.m. At this meeting, Dave ZL3SMD will give a presentation on repair and modification of automotive systems. Way down south now, and Otago Branch 30 NZART has regular meetings at the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Needham on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday the 2nd of August, Greg Walsh, ZL4GW, will talk on coverage mapping, while on the 23rd there will be a visit to the DCC Civil Defence Bunker at 7:30 p.m. Listen to local nets for detailed information closer to the date. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 27th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.